centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
Welcomes the newfound transparency, which is increasingly rare to see online. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Topeka police investigating the shooting death of a teenager last weekend are appealing for the public's help in solving the case. The 16-year-old male was apparently shot early Saturday near Southeast 36th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. The Topeka Capital Journal reports he was taken to a hospital in a private vehicle. The teen later died. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact the Topeka Police Department. There have been 18 homicides in Topeka this year. A woman was killed in a crash on 23rd Street in Lawrence Monday evening. It happened just before 7 p.m. near Harper Street. Police say the woman was traveling eastbound when her vehicle crossed into the westbound lanes and struck another vehicle nearly head-on. The woman was elderly and may have suffered a medical emergency. The Lawrence Times reports she was declared dead at the scene. The people in the vehicle she struck suffered minor injuries, not requiring hospitalization. AAA says nearly 800,000 Kansans will be on the road this week for Thanksgiving. The best travel window for motorists will be in the morning. Traffic tends to increase during the afternoon and evening. AAA estimates about 82 million Americans nationwide will travel at least 50 miles from home this holiday week. Nearly 450,000 Kansans face financial hardship and struggle to afford basic needs. As Dylan Lyson reports, housing costs are a major driver.
A report this year by United Ways of Kansas shows about 12% of Kansas households fall below the federal poverty level. But more than three times that amount also face financial hardship. About 38% of Kansas households cannot afford basic needs like food and child care. Todd Jordan of United Way says state lawmakers can help by making housing costs more affordable in both urban and rural areas.
We continue to need significant investment in affordable housing all across the state in every kind of county.
Jordan also says lawmakers should consider offering housing assistance to prevent evictions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Former Kansas State University athletic director Max Yurick has died. The school says Yurick died at his home in Manhattan last Friday. He was 85. Yurick was K-State's athletic director from 1993 to 2001. And a key figure in the development of the Big 12 Conference. He was also enshrined in the university's Hall of Fame. In college basketball, the KU men defeated Notre Dame in Las Vegas yesterday. Final score 71-61. Forecast for today, morning fog, cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing this afternoon, highs near 55 degrees, a little windy too. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 44. Forecast for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, still looks good. Sunny skies with a high near 44 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 50 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up in the next half hour, birth rates are declining in Kansas for most age groups. Women in their 40s, however, are having more babies than they used to.
Super easy pregnancy. It was just kind of like being a zoo animal, though, since I was 45 and pregnant, and also a grandma.
Hear more about the trend of mothers in their 40s in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws. Saturday, December 6th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. Full list of activities and tickets at topekazoo.org.
Weather forecast for today, Some patchy fog this morning, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing by this afternoon, high temperatures near 55, little windy, could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30, tomorrow increasing clouds with a high near 44. The forecast for Thanksgiving, sunny with a high near 44.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, Ukraine and Russia trade deadly strikes as talks on ending the war continue. The rescue of the stranded Chinese astronauts, the volcano disrupting flights, France's disappearing coastline, and the trombonist of funk.
BBC NewsHour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
The global internet is actually powered by hundreds of thin cables along the ocean floor, thanks to one man's quest to create the first transatlantic cable over 100 years ago.
If you look at a present-day cable map of the world, and you look at the 1902 cable map of the world, you will see those cables are on exactly the same routes.
I'm Juana Summers, the origins of today's World Wide Web, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, morning fog, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing this afternoon, highs near 55. More details on the forecast coming right up. It's 6:30.
Brian Bedford runs the Federal Aviation Administration.
It's going to be a busy week for us. The airlines, the travel sector in general, airports, TSA, FAA especially. For us, this week is our Super Bowl.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Topeka man accused of killing his sister and father and kidnapping his nephew last July has been declared unfit for trial. Christopher Barnshaw is charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping. The 3-year-old boy he allegedly abducted was found safe. WIBW-TV reports Barnshaw was ordered to undergo an evaluation in October to see if he was fit to stand trial. On Monday, a court filing showed it had been found that Barnshaw was not competent. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for February. New research from Kansas State University shows that bison can help protect prairies from evergreen trees that are aggressively spreading on the Great Plains. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The finding is counterintuitive because bison feast on grass, not trees. But decades of research by K-State shows bison take a toll on eastern red cedars, the evergreens that are smothering prairies. Sydney Noble worked on the research as a doctoral student. When K-State planted young red cedars on a prairie with bison, many died.
With bison, there was a lot more mortality. Specifically, there was eastern red cedar that was ripped up, browsed, trampled.
Using controlled fire is the most effective way to kill these trees, K-State says, but on prairies that don't get burned often, bison could help curb their spread. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bill introduced by Kansas Republican Jerry Moran to ensure that Jewish American service members' graves are given the appropriate religious identification. It's estimated that hundreds of Jewish Americans are buried overseas in military cemeteries, with their graves being marked by a cross instead of a Star of David. The bill introduced by Moran will establish a 10-year program to identify those graves and correctly mark them. The Kansas Reflector reports the program will cost about $500,000 annually. Moran says all veterans deserve to have their faith accurately represented at their final resting places. Weather forecast for today, morning fog, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing this afternoon, high temperatures near 55 degrees, windy too, could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30, tomorrow increasing clouds with a high near 44. The outlook for Thanksgiving Day right now, sunny skies with a high near 44. In Lawrence at the moment, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up on Morning Edition, a new study shows that cutting social media use for just 1 week can reduce mental health symptoms like anxiety and depression in young adults. More about that in about 12 minutes. Weather forecast for today, some fog this morning, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing this afternoon, high temperatures near 55 degrees. Little windy, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, increasing to 10 to 15 this afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles an hour today. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 30, still windy. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs near 44, less wind. Forecast for Thursday right now, Thanksgiving Day, sunny skies with a high near 44. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy and 50 degrees. The time is 6:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether we're tapping the knowledge of NPR network colleagues.
Joe Shaneman is host of Nevada Public Radio's morning talk show, State of Nevada. He is here to host.
Or checking in with NPR foreign correspondents with deep expertise.
Joining us now to talk about all this is NPR's Joanna Kakissa. She's in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Good morning, Joanna.
Unpack the headlines, stay connected, stay informed. This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Three brothers were clearing out their mother's attic last year after she died. One cardboard box was filled with layers of newspaper, but at the bottom of it, the brothers discovered a few comics, including a copy of Superman No. 1 from the 1930s. It was in very good condition. Despite decades collecting dust, the brothers put it up for auction where it went for $9 million, making it the most expensive comic book ever sold. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from MS Now, home to The Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. And from Fisher Investments, as a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. In Kansas, while the overall birth rate declines, more and more women are having babies in their 40s. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service reports on older moms, the challenges they face, and what's behind the trend.
It's a warm fall day in November, and Annie
differences.
In her 20s, DeVries says she was a strict parent because she had to be. She was a single mom, and she says she missed out on a lot of her daughter's milestones because she had to work. With Lucas, she gets to stay at home and soak it all in.
With him, I get to do it all over again, and I get to, like, I write a journal about him and so that he'll be able to have one day.
For DeVries, this second go at parenting later in life looks like toys in every room, lots of cuddles, and a better appreciation for how fast it all goes.
Monkey.
Yes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
We're about 10 minutes away from the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown today, A little bit of holiday music in the 10 o'clock hour when we will play the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra doing Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, and The Holly and the Ivy featuring the beautiful voice of Connie Dover. In between the songs, their music director, Bruce Sorrell, will tell us what's on tap for their Holiday Magic concert a week from tonight. Also, Copeland's music for The Red Pony and The Road Home by Stephen Paulus. Good stuff, as always, on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon. Weather forecast for today, morning fog, mostly cloudy through mid-morning. Gradual clearing this afternoon, high temperatures today around 55 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, it's mostly cloudy, 50 degrees. The time is 9 minutes before 7.
It's Morning Edition.
Our foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom at 7 o'clock.
Who chairs the DCCC, says the party has an opportunity to engage these voters on economic issues.
When we look at the swing districts across the country, the districts that are going to determine the majority in the House of Representatives, we know that rural voters are key in those districts.
Gobene says the Trump administration's economic policies have hurt rural voters, particularly tariffs and cuts to health care. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Topeka police investigating the shooting death of a teenager last weekend are appealing for the public's help in solving the case. The 16-year-old male was apparently shot early Saturday near Southeast 36th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. The Topeka Capital Journal reports he was taken to a hospital in a private vehicle. The teen later died. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact the Topeka Police Department. There have been 18 homicides in Topeka this year. A woman was killed in a crash on 23rd Street in Lawrence Monday evening. It happened just before 7 p.m. near Harper Street. Police say the woman was traveling eastbound when her vehicle crossed into the westbound lanes and struck another vehicle nearly head-on. The woman was elderly and may have suffered a medical emergency. The Lawrence Times reports she was declared dead at the scene. The people in the vehicle she struck suffered minor injuries, not requiring hospitalization. AAA says nearly 800,000 Kansans will be on the road this week for Thanksgiving. The best travel window for motorists will be early in the morning. Traffic tends to increase during the afternoon and evening. AAA estimates about 82 million Americans nationwide will travel at least 50 miles from home this holiday week. The demand for food assistance in Kansas and Missouri hasn't subsided after the federal government shutdown ended earlier this month, Jody Fortino reports.
The Food Bank Harvester says requests for food assistance doubled for some of their agencies during the shutdown, and food is going out to pantries as fast as it's landing on their shelves. Valerie Nicholson-Watson is Harvester's interim president and CEO. She says staff are tired and overwhelmed from the prolonged demand.
But the one thing about this very dedicated team is that we persevere. The first thing they're going to say is people are hungry and we are going to deliver the food.
Staff say cash donations go further for the food bank, but canned goods are helpful to address immediate needs during supply chain delays. I'm Jody Fortino.
Former Kansas State University athletic director Max Yurick has died. The school says Yurick died at his home in Manhattan last Friday. He was 85. Yurick was K-State's athletic director from 1993 to 2001 and was a key figure in the development of the Big 12 Conference. He was also enshrined in the university's Hall of Fame. College basketball scores. The KU men defeated Notre Dame in Las Vegas yesterday, 71-61. Forecast for today, morning fog, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing, high temperatures today near 55 degrees. Little windy, could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30, still windy. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 44 degrees. Winds die down a bit. The forecast for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day right now, still looks good. Sunny skies with a high on Thursday near 44 degrees. Currently in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 48 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 49 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes...
Ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at KansasTreeCare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us this morning. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, birth rates are declining in Kansas for most age groups. Women in their 40s, however, are having more babies than they used to.
Super easy pregnancy. It was just kind of like being a zoo animal, though, since I was 45 and pregnant, and also a grandma.
Hear more about the trend of mothers in their 40s in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reutman, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Weather forecast for today, some fog this morning, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing this afternoon, high temperatures near 55 degrees. It'll be windy, could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 48 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 49. Chinook, cloudy, and 51 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, Ukraine and Russia trade deadly strikes as talks on ending the war continue. The rescue of the stranded Chinese astronauts, the volcano disrupting flights, France's disappearing coastline, and the trombonist of funk.
Lots of good stuff coming up on the BBC NewsHour. That begins at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes for thanks to one man's quest to create the first transatlantic cable over 100 years ago.
If you look at a present-day cable map of the world, and you look at the 1902 cable map of the world, you will see those cables are on exactly the same routes.
I'm Juana Summers, the origins of today's World Wide Web, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join Laura Lorson for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at your Thanksgiving week weather forecast. Spoiler alert, Thanksgiving looks pretty good right now. Until then, meh. All the details coming right up at 7:30.
For really, people who not afraid and who be very strong.
She believes Ukraine will win this war in the end. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
The Pentagon is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over possible breaches of military law. The ex-Navy captain is one of six Democratic members of Congress who appeared in a video urging U.S. troops to defy illegal orders.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Topeka man accused of killing his sister and father and kidnapping his nephew last July has been declared unfit to stand trial. Christopher Barnshaw is charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping. The 3-year-old boy he allegedly abducted was found safe. WIBW-TV reports Barnshaw was ordered to undergo an evaluation in October to see if he was fit to stand trial. On Monday, a court filing showed it had been found that Barnshaw was not competent. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for February. New research from Kansas State University shows that bison can help protect prairies from evergreen trees that are aggressively spreading on the Great Plains. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The finding is counterintuitive because bison feast on grass, not trees. But decades of research by K-State shows bison take a toll on eastern red cedars, the evergreens that are smothering prairies. Sydney Noble worked on the research as a doctoral student. When K-State planted young red cedars on a prairie with bison, many died.
With bison, there was a lot more mortality, specifically there is eastern red cedar that was ripped up, browsed, trampled.
Using controlled fire is the most effective way to kill these trees, K-State says, but on prairies that don't get burned often, bison could help curb their spread. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bill introduced by Kansas Republican Jerry Moran to ensure that Jewish American service members' graves are given the appropriate religious identification. It's estimated that hundreds of Jewish Americans are buried overseas in military cemeteries, with their graves being marked by a cross instead of a Star of David. The bill introduced by Moran will establish a 10-year program to identify those graves and correctly mark them. The Kansas Reflector reports the program will cost about $500,000 annually. Weather forecast for today: morning fog, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 55. It'll be windy, though. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30. Still windy. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high near 44, less windy. The forecast for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day: sunny skies with a high near 44 degrees and calm winds. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 48 at 7:34.
Support for NPR comes
from the University of Kansas. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead, many people who buy Affordable Care Act medical plans are expecting to see their premiums double, triple, or even quadruple come January. We'll hear more about the fallout of that on the Marketplace Morning Report in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theodorelawrence.com.
Weather forecast for today: some fog this morning, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing this afternoon. High temperatures today around 55 degrees. Be a little windy, could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour out of the northwest. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 30, still windy. Tomorrow, Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 44. Winds die down a bit. The outlook for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day: sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Time right now is 7:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like a lot, but staying informed should be approachable.
So what's the situation there like now?
It should give you perspective.
What to you is the most significant thing that Pope Francis did?
And really, sometimes it should make you smile.
Apparently, there are also therapy llamas. Of course, NPR is all over the story.
This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. Archaeologists in Estonia found birch tar from more than 10,000 years ago, a kind of prehistoric chewing gum. It had impressions from someone's teeth on it, along with saliva, DNA to examine. A documentary on Britain's Channel 4 revealed that the chewer had brown hair, brown eyes, and was a teenage girl. Who knew that chewing gum stuck under a seat on the bus is an artifact? It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, for nearly a century supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org. From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. In Kansas, while the overall birth rate declines, more and more women are having babies in their 40s. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service reports on older moms, the challenges they face, and what's behind this trend.
It's a warm fall day in November, and Annie...
With him, I get to do it all over again, and I get to, like, I write a journal about him, and so that he'll be able to have one day.
For DeVries, this second go at parenting later in life looks like toys in every room, lots of cuddles, and a better appreciation for how fast it all goes.
Monkey?
Yes.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next on Morning Edition, it's the Marketplace Morning Report. And at the top of the hour, we have news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, a little bit of holiday music in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll play the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra doing Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella, and The Holly and the Ivy, featuring the beautiful voice of Connie Dover. In between the songs, their music director, Bruce Sorrell, will be along to tell us what's on their Holiday Magic concert lineup a week from tonight. Also, we'll hear Copeland's music for The Red Pony and The Road Home by Stephen Paulus. Good stuff as usual on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon with Cordelia. Weather forecast for today, some fog this morning, cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing this afternoon. High temperatures today near 55 in Lawrence right now. It's cloudy, 50 degrees. The time is 9 before 8.
Talking turkey on Thanksgiving.
All in. It's crushing, Williams says. But she knows her family's lucky they can make it work. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Our producers are Tamar Fagan, Ashley Rodriguez, Ariana Rosas, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Alex Schroeder. Our supervising senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. Mostly cloudy through mid-morning. Gradual clearing this afternoon. Highs near 55. More details coming right up. It's 8 o'clock.
Julia Carnero reports the case against him can now be closed.
A Supreme Court panel with four justices voted unanimously to maintain Bolsonaro's preemptive arrest. The far-right leader was detained over the weekend, hours after a vigil was called outside his home, and he used a soldering iron to try to open his ankle monitor. The court argued that tampering with the device indicated flight risk and a blatant violation of precautionary measures set by the judiciary. Under custody, the former president told a judge he was having hallucinations after a change in medication and thought there was a wiretap in the ankle monitor. Bolsonaro has been sentenced to over 27 years in prison for attempting a coup after losing his 2022 re-election bid. For NPR News, I'm Julia Carneiro in Rio.
A government report shows retail sales were up 0.2% in September. The report was delayed due to the government shutdown. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Topeka police investigating the shooting death of a teenager last weekend are appealing for the public's help in solving the case. The 16-year-old male was apparently shot early Saturday near Southeast 36th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. The Topeka Capital Journal reports he was taken to a hospital in a private vehicle. The teen later died. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact the Topeka Police Department. There have been 18 homicides in Topeka this year. A woman was killed in a crash on 23rd Street in Lawrence Monday evening. It happened just before 7 p.m. near Harper Street. Police say the woman was traveling eastbound when her vehicle crossed into the westbound lanes and struck another vehicle nearly head-on. Police say the woman was elderly and may have suffered a medical emergency. The Lawrence Times reports she was declared dead at the scene. The people in the vehicle she struck suffered minor injuries, not requiring hospitalization. AAA says nearly 800,000 Kansans will be on the road this week for Thanksgiving. The best travel window for motorists will be early in the morning. Traffic tends to increase during the afternoon and evening. AAA estimates about 82 million Americans nationwide will travel at least 50 miles from home this holiday week. Nearly 450,000 Kansans face financial hardship and struggle to afford basic needs. As Dylan Lyson reports, housing costs are a major factor.
A report this year by United Ways of Kansas shows about 12% of Kansas households fall below the federal poverty level. But more than three times that amount also face financial hardship. About 38% of Kansas households cannot afford basic needs like food and child care. Todd Jordan of United Way says state lawmakers can help by making housing costs more affordable in both urban and rural areas.
We continue to need significant investment in affordable housing all across the state and every kind of county.
Jordan also says lawmakers should consider offering housing assistance to prevent evictions. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Former Kansas State University Athletic Director Max Urich has died. The school says Urich passed away at his home in Manhattan last Friday. He was 85. Urich was K-State's athletic director from 1993 to 2001 and was a key figure in the development of the Big 12 Conference. He was also enshrined in the university's Hall of Fame. In college basketball, KU men defeated Notre Dame in Las Vegas yesterday, 71-61. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. Highs today near 55 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow, Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 44. The forecast for Thursday right now still looks good. Sunny skies with a high near 44 degrees. In Lawrence right now, we have cloudy skies, 50 degrees. Topeka, cloudy skies, 49. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from...
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, President Trump continues to ramp up the pressure on Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and has support from some Venezuelan exiles in America.
There has to be a heavy hand. Anything that brings freedom to the individuals that are being oppressed in Venezuela should be on the table.
Coming up, what Venezuelan Americans in Florida are saying about the standoff. That's in about 15 minutes. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today, mainly French classics for the noon hour, music by Rameau Francais and Darius Milhaud's Cello Concerto, and a clarinet sonata by Mendelssohn, that and much, much more. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9 o'clock, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, morning fog, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 55 degrees. It'll be a little windy, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, increasing to 10 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. We could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour today. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30, still windy. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, the winds die down, a little bit cooler, highs tomorrow near 44 degrees. Looking ahead to Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, still looks good. Sunny skies with a high near 44 degrees and calm winds. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 50 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 49. It's 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
The global internet is actually powered by hundreds of thin cables along the ocean floor, thanks to one man's quest to create the first transatlantic cable over 100 years ago.
If you look at a present-day cable map of the world, and you look at the 1902 cable map of the world, you will see those cables are on exactly the same routes.
I'm Juana Summers, the origins of today's World Wide Web, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7, right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from KPR. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing, highs near 55 degrees. More details coming up, including the Thanksgiving Day forecast. It's 8:30.
Virginia. The judge says President Trump's appointment of interim U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan as the prosecutor was done so unlawfully. Here's White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The Department of Justice will be appealing very soon, and it is our position that Lindsey Halligan is extremely qualified for this position, but more importantly, was legally appointed to it.
Comey was indicted on charges of making false statements to Congress and obstructing a congressional investigation stemming from congressional testimony. James was accused of bank fraud and making a false statement to a financial institution regarding the purchase of a home. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Topeka man accused of killing his sister and father and kidnapping his nephew last July has been declared unfit to stand trial. Christopher Barnshaw is charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping. The 3-year-old boy he allegedly abducted was found safe. WIBW-TV reports Barnshaw was ordered to undergo an evaluation in October to see if he was fit to stand trial. On Monday, a court filing showed it had been found that Barnshaw was not competent. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for February. The demand for food assistance in Kansas and Missouri hasn't subsided since the federal government shutdown ended earlier this month. Jody Fortino has more.
The Food Bank Harvester says requests for food assistance doubled for some of their agencies during the shutdown, and food is going out to pantries as fast as it's landing on their shelves. Valerie Nicholson-Watson is Harvester's interim president and CEO. She says staff are tired and overwhelmed from the prolonged demand.
But the one thing about this very dedicated team is that we persevere. The first thing they are going to say is people are hungry and we are going to deliver the food.
Staff say cash donations go further for the food bank, but canned goods are helpful to address immediate needs during supply chain delays. I'm Jody Fortino.
The U.S. Senate has passed a bill introduced by Kansas Republican Jerry Moran to ensure that Jewish American service members' graves are given the appropriate religious identification. It's estimated that hundreds of Jewish Americans are buried overseas in military cemeteries with their graves being marked by a cross instead of a Star of David. The bill introduced by Moran will establish a 10-year program to identify those graves and correctly mark them. The Kansas Reflector reports the program will cost about $500,000 annually. Moran says all veterans deserve to have their faith accurately represented at their final resting places. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. Highs this afternoon near 55 degrees, little breezy. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30. Still windy. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs near 44, a little less windy. The forecast for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day right now, sunny skies with a high near 44 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, 51 degrees at 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
TreeCare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Glad you're with us. Still to come on Morning Edition, a new study shows that cutting social media use for just 1 week can reduce anxiety and depression. We'll find out more in about 12 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing by this afternoon. High temperatures today near 55. It will be a little breezy. Could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 30. Still windy. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 44. The wind begins to die down. The forecast for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, sunny skies with a high near 44. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy, 51 degrees at 8:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
Yes.
Netta Ulibi, NPR News. With
this is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Noto Arts and Entertainment District, located in North Topeka, offering art, live music, food, a wide variety of vendors, and more. Details at explorenoto.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown on KPR2. Coming up at 9, it is the BBC News Hour. Coming up on Saturday night, December 13th, Liberty Hall in Lawrence. It's KPR's Big Band Christmas. You will feature some Yuletide favorites, some swinging Kansas City jazz by the KC Jazz Orchestra. Last year, the show sold out, so you better get your tickets right now. Again, Saturday night, December 13th, Liberty Hall, KPR's Big Band Christmas. You can get tickets at Liberty Hall or at Ticketmaster.com. All the details are on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy until mid-morning, then gradual clearing. High temperatures today near 55 degrees. A little breezy. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, increasing to 10 to 15 with gusts up to 30. Tonight, mostly clear. Cold, lows around 30. Windy, too. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. Cooler highs. Tomorrow's high only around 44 degrees. Less wind. The outlook for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, right now looks good. Sunny skies with highs near 44 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy 52. Manhattan's mostly sunny, 48 degrees at 9 minutes before 9.
He says it's social media that's likely causing the mental health impacts in the first place. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
Still better than Instagram. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Tuesday morning. Do keep listening. Up next, it's news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. She's got lots of great music for you until noon. Over on KPR2, it's the BBC News Hour. Weather forecast for today, mostly cloudy until mid-morning, gradual clearing this afternoon, high temperatures near 55. Winds will be out of the northwest, 5 to 10, increasing to 10 to 15 miles an hour. Could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 30. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. Cooler highs tomorrow near 44. Right now, the outlook for Thanksgiving Day, still good. Sunny skies with a high near 44. It's a minute after 9.